Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 31, 2022, obviously our last event of the month. And tonight we're trying out something brand new, custom invocations. Should be interesting. And I want to welcome everyone who's on the live call so far. So welcome to Anjali and Brian, Carmen, Cass and Jim, Deanna, Jeannie, Joanne, Laura, Lisa, Marla, Pancha Avatar, Renate, and the anonymous phone caller. So welcome to everyone and anyone who's joining us after them and anyone who is listening on the recording. You're all so welcome here. Glad you're all here. So what we're doing here tonight is we're going to start in the customary manner, which means after this intro, I will call the directions, set the container, we'll invoke embodied awakening as usual. And then each of you will have a chance to do your own custom invocation at the same time as everyone else is doing theirs. Everyone will be muted and you won't be announcing to anyone else what you're doing. But what I do want to do after we do that first round, and I'll just kind of monitor the energy and see when it's all calmed down again, then we'll have a chance to unmute and share, and anyone who wants to share their experience with their custom invocation can do so. It's totally optional, of course, but we'll just kind of play it by ear and see how it goes. We've never done an event where it was all about just doing the custom invocations, and I wanted to, I imagine some people may not be doing them at all, and wanted to just sort of do an event to kind of jog that part of the invocation system and show you how versatile that is. And I have no idea how many rounds we'll even do. We'll just kind of play it by ear and see how the allies lead, as always. All right, so if anyone has a question about any of this, pop it in the chat right now. And of course, there'll be opportunity for feedback as we go further too. Okay, no questions in the chat. I'll assume we're good. All right, let's drop in as usual. So I invite everyone to relax. As always, I do request your undivided attention while we do an event, as if you're right here in the room with me. That makes it better for you, better for everyone else. As always, we co-create the field together. And the more each of us just is doing what we're doing here, the better that field's going to be. If you need to leave early, as always, just feel free to ask the allies to ease you out. And they'll be able to do that discreetly and no disruption will occur. All right, so please close your eyes. And if you feel energy moving as I do the setup, then just feel that passively. If you don't, just feel your breath come and go passively. Here we go.
Pachamama Manakiya Viracocha Inti Kuichi.
I am that I am. For myself, I call on my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own unconditional love, my own service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good.
Mm.
We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Falcon, Fox. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. If anyone would like to call any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to do so now. We'll leave a moment for those to join us. Okay, just a moment longer for additional allies. Thank you. All right, let's call an embodied awakening. The custom invocations will go better when we're in this state. So let me just check to see if there's any names I don't recognize. All the names look familiar, so we'll just dive right into this. All right, so in a moment, you'll speak to your higher self, as always, asking it to merge with you to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So please repeat after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. As always, let the words go, become completely passive. If you feel energy moving into you, just relax and feel it come in. If you don't have that awareness, just relax and feel your breath come and go on its own. Other than that, completely passive. Okay, it's feeling pretty good. As usual, you'll know you're in embodied awakening when all the following is true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Just stay passive and let your higher self take you either partially or completely into that state. Either way is fine. The more passive you stay and the more you just allow that, the easier it'll be to get there. If distraction arises, just return your attention to passive awareness of energy or breath. Let the distraction do its thing in the background, if it's still around. And use the least effort needed to feel energy or breath. If zero gets it done, awesome. If not, just use the least effort it takes to feel energy or breath. It's getting pretty sweet, actually. Y'all are doing good. We'll leave just a moment longer for folks to relax into their awakened state as well as they can. Feels good. Alrighty. Okay. Well done, folks. So there's a tiny bit of instruction here. Unmuting is allowed. So if you have a question or comment during this brief instructional period, feel free to jump in and unmute yourself or type in the chat. So as explained in our Awakening Plus course on the invocations, the custom invocation is constructed very simply. It's maximum, fill in the blank, that serves highest good, please. And in that blank, you're putting whatever energy you're calling in. Common things to call in: maximum vitality, maximum peacefulness, maximum bliss, whatever you want. I give a story in the book I'm writing on how I was really tired and falling asleep in a session. I called in maximum alertness and it worked. So, any energetic flavor you want. Again, it's really optimized for energetic shift. This is not so much an immediate, like, law of attraction, instant physical manifestation thing. I'm not saying that's not possible, but that's not really what it's optimized for. It's optimized for a shift of energetic state, a shift of consciousness. So hopefully you've given some thought to what you want to call in, just maximum whatever I want that serves highest good, please. It can be a single word. It can be, or the minimum number of words that expresses what you're calling in. Any questions, comments before we start? If anyone's not sure if what they're calling in is appropriate, you can tell me what it is and I can give you feedback, whatever. So, we'll leave just a moment, just in case anyone has a question or a comment or whatever before we actually do the first round. And again, you'll be choosing the custom invocation of your choice. I'm not going to dictate it to you. So I'll leave just a moment in case anyone has anything they want to communicate. Looks like we're all buttoned up. You are a competent crew. So Carmen says, clarity or discipline? Either one. You could call either one of those. Yeah, those are both states of consciousness or states of energy. So either of those would be fine. Any other questions, comments, anything before we jump in? Thanks for that great question, Carmen. All right, let's try this again. I don't know how long the process will last. I'll monitor the field. I imagine it'll be similar to when we do, like, you know, individual healings. We'll feel the energy rise and peak and then fade down again when everyone's done. So I'll monitor that, and I'll say the round is over when I feel like the energy has subsided. As always, I'll be feeling the energy of those doing this via the recording as well. Y'all are just as much a part of this as on live as with all our events. So let's do this. So on your own, again, the structure is maximum, fill in the blank, serves highest good, please. So I'll go ahead and lead you through that. Just know what you're going to fill the blank with. So let's begin now. Speaking out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum, fill in the blank, whatever you're calling in, put it there. That serves highest good, please. And now relax. The follow-up is the same as always. You're passive. If you feel energy, you just passively feel it. If you don't, you just feel your breath come and go. So we'll just, oh, here's the energy. Oh, the energy is rising nicely. I'm going to try not to talk too much. So there may be some silence, but I will at the very least speak at the end when I feel like the round is over. So just go with your process. Just stay passive, let the energy do whatever it needs to do to give you what you asked for, as much as serves highest good. Remember that overwhelm is not a possibility, just open fully and let it give you as much as you're ready for. The energy is still strong, so just stay with your process. If you feel like your process has wrapped up and I haven't closed the round yet, just relax and hold space for the others who are still doing their thing. Feels pretty calm now. Let's see if we're done. The round will be over in just a moment. There it is. Okay. Okay, so that was round one. If anyone has feedback, what they experienced, a question about it, you're welcome to unmute yourself and speak or type in the chat. Let's leave just at least a moment here for feedback if anyone has it. It could be instructive for everyone to hear what someone's experience was, if you're willing to share. Pancha Avatar.
You good?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Excellent. Okay, so round one. Here we go. So when you close your eyes, but when I close my eyes, I see the void, like there's nothingness. So I see this whole physical body like in the void space. But the color is burgundy, which reminds me, as I burgundy clothes I'm supposed to wear, like burgundy nice clothes to be my authentic self. So... that was round one.
What did you invoke?
My bad. I apologize. Okay. So mine is maximum both spectrum and powers of my physical vitality and lower chakras and embodiment awakening that serves highest greatly. Right.
Okay. So I didn't quite catch it all. What was after maximum?
Full spectrum and powers of my physical vitality and lower chakras and body mass awakening at the highest frequency.
Cool. And did you feel anything happening in those lower chakras?
Oh, yeah. It was very smooth. It was like some energy beam was like pouring. Like, remember back in the day, so you used to have colored lights when you want to try to hook up as a teenager? Because it was one of those kind of bulbs that was very, it was coming from my right hand side. So it was just very like, all this burgundy light just pouring into my being. And so
nice.
So anyway, that's my report.
Wow. Thank you. That's awesome. Thanks for being the first to share. Really appreciate it, Pancha Avatar.
Anyway, that's my meditation.
That's sweet. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to mute you and see if anyone else has a sharing. So anyone else have anything they'd like to share about their experience?
I don't want to share about my experience. Could you translate what he just said? Because it sounded like it was down a pipeline.
Yeah, unfortunately, his audio is not that good. He's actually improved it, believe it or not, from where it used to be. Something along the lines of, let's see if I can remember exactly what he said. He was working with his lower chakras and calling an embodied awakening with energy there. I'm sorry, I don't remember the particulars he said, but he felt burgundy light coming in and felt some strong energy in response to what he called in. So it sounds like his custom invocation was successful. Anyone else have any feedback or questions before we do another round? Sandraya? Okay. Last call for questions or comments after round one. Ooh. Y'all feel that energy coming in now? I think they're ready for another one. Okay. All right. So let's do another round and see what happens. So hopefully you've prepared more than one thing to call in. If not, think something up real quick that you want to call in. So I'll leave you a moment to choose what you're going to invoke in case you haven't figured it out yet. Okay, so let's do it. So I'm going to lead again and again plug your word into the right spot. Here we go. Maximum. Fill in the blank. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go and relax and let it come to you. Let it just soak in on its own. The energy feels quite different this time, so just relax with what you're feeling. And I'll give you a heads up when it feels like they've wrapped up the round. Okay, the energy's settling down, so we'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who hasn't finished their process. Okay, that's that round. Once again, opening it up for questions or comments. If anyone else is willing to leave feedback on what they experienced, would love to hear that. Again, this is very helpful for me as facilitating a brand new event. It's super helpful for me to hear how people are experiencing this. So if anyone's willing to share that, would really be grateful. Anjali, hi.
Hi. So, I'm having an awkward time with it tonight, and I might as well just share my experience with it. I don't know whether it's I do alternative invocations on my own all the time, but for some reason tonight is just awkward. Both rounds have been they've had some energy flowing. The first round, I definitely got hit with a wave of other folks' energy that took a moment to settle, and I could tell it wasn't mine. Okay. Then it settled, and I was able to get, you know, just back to that peaceful state and flowing energy, and then that one went well. This last one, I couldn't quite get the energy to flow at all. It just felt tense emotion, and it just held. So just an awkward round. Sometimes that happens. So,
okay, thank you for sharing that. If anyone else also had a less than optimal experience, would like to hear that, because this might be a terrible idea. I don't know. We're just trying it. So, Deanna, what was your experience like?
Very awkward. I have put some thought into what invocations I might want to use tonight, and can't remember any of them. The energy, you know, I try to put something into words, and then I'm just like, okay, whatever is needed. And it's the same thing. And what I'm experiencing are similar, like physical healing symptoms that I've had in the past. Okay. Some of those are coming through. So I don't know if they're mine or somebody else's, but this is not a smooth, flowing, clear experience.
Interesting. But you aren't calling anything in particular, is that correct?
I'm not remembering.
Okay.
So
what have you been invoking?
This time I did, clear understanding, because I wasn't figuring out what was happening in the first round.
Oh, okay.
And what I got was more physical healing.
Interesting. Okay, thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
And Marla just typed, the first round was effective. The second round, I experienced a lot of distraction and flat feeling. Okay. And Lisa has raised her hand. Lisa, would you like to unmute and share?
Mine's been great. Super blissy and just delicious. I've been loving it. I kind of like almost went out into an altered state. And anyway, it's been great. I guess I had a lot of them ready. And so, yeah, it's been good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I see Cass and Jim are unmuted. What are you guys experiencing?
Yeah, so this is Jim. I guess for me, the first round was better, but both rounds, the energy seems to be way less potent, is the word I guess I will use, than other events, or like if we're doing individual healing. And I don't know, for me, it's kind of like when we got the whole group focused on one thing.
Right.
You got all that group energy working, and here we've got a dozen disparate sort of things going on, is my perception. But
Okay, thank you. And Sandrea, did you want to share your experience?
Yes. This has been the most amazing experience for a long time.
Oh, really?
Oya is my Orisha in the Ifa, and she came in and gave me an initiation. So this was incredible.
Okay, thank you. And Joanne, what about you?
I've enjoyed it. I had the very first one was a simple two words.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was about two sentences I invoked. It was a pretty big intention. And with both times, I felt the energy moving like, woo, like, you know, right through my arms, right through my body. It was like I felt like an infusion of energy hit me and was, I mean, you know, my hands are buzzing still. And
wow.
Like you said, we were all finished. I was still continuing both times. So there's no distractions, nothing. This was pretty much, I was like right on, as if we were doing some healing like we do. You know, it felt like that. It was totally like that.
Okay, thank you.
Like I said, the first was two words and it felt intense. And this last was two lines, two, you know, sentences, and way intense. Okay. I didn't want to stop. So,
all right.
It's working for me.
Okay, thank you. That's so, some are having a great experience or are having trouble. Jeannie just typed, having wonderful, easy energy, potent. Second one I'm using, max amount of refreshing sleep that serves highest good. Okay. All right. So what I'd like to do is do a quick process to assist those who are having difficulty, because it is apparently possible to have a strong experience in this event. And I want everyone to have that if it's at all possible. So let me see. right, so let's all invoke this together. I'll lead you in a specific invocation designed to get the group all aligned. And if you say it with me, I believe it'll be more powerful. So let's please begin now. Allies, please fine-tune our energy field to support the optimal experience of each person live or on the recording, so that each custom invocation they do delivers the optimal result for highest good. So it is. Thank you. So everyone just relax. I feel energy in the field working it. So just stay passive. And my hope is this will create a better experience for those of you who've been having challenge. So let's just wait till they sort of clear up the space or optimize it or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's feeling pretty good. Nearly done. Okay, so that field feels quite a bit different than what we had before that last invocation. So let's try one more round. And if you're one of those people who didn't have a great experience, you might try one of the earlier invocations that didn't work so well again and see if it works better now that they've adjusted the frequencies. Or you can type, or you can just call in something new, either way you want to do it. So I'll leave you just a moment to figure out what the next one will be. Okay, here we go. So repeat after me. Maximum. Fill in the blank. That serves highest good, please. Release the words. Go super passive. Just feel energy moving or feel your breath come and go and just let the magic work. Feels like the energy is starting to settle down. And that feels like that round's complete. Again, if you're still in your process, stay in it as long as you need to. I would love to once again get feedback. How was that round for you guys? And Jeannie typed, would like to have more examples of what others have invented that they like in the invocations, perhaps in the chat. If no time for that, no worries. So anyone's willing to type in there what they did, if you're willing to share that, that's fine. No obligation, certainly. Whew. Well, it feels good to me. Would be curious again, anyone's feedback, especially those who had challenge last time. If their experience was any different. Deanna, how was it this time for you?
It was more clear. I called in maximum energy flow or smooth energy flow that serves highest good. Mm-hmm. And I felt the energy come up from my left hip across the front and sit in the pit of my stomach.
Hmm.
I feel like there's a bowling ball sitting on my stomach. And I thought, okay, well, I've felt this before. This is energy that isn't wanting to move, so let's let it go. And it, I feel it lightening, but not really moving.
Hmm.
So it feels like a bowling ball or a lead balloon that's just kind of hanging out.
Okay.
And I see, I feel the path. I see where it wants to be released, and it's just not releasing.
Okay. So are you okay to just keep sitting with that and focusing and maybe just do a quick healing invocation for it and see what it, if it'll move?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful. Okay, thanks for keeping me posted. Anjali typed, well, Marla typed, feels much better to me. Anjali says, asked maximum restoration of health, asked healing for my right knee, asked clearing of energetic disturbance. Cool. Oh, she's responding to the examples that were requested by Jeannie. Okay, thank you for sharing those. I have context now. Jim.
Yeah. So after we did the set the field, kind of got everybody on the same energy wavelength, whatever, same page, that felt really good, very potent.
Good.
But then I did the same invocation I did the first time, first round, which was maximum vitality and stamina. And the energy just kind of got flat and, didn't do much once I started my personal invocation.
Interesting. Okay. So this appears to be a better event for some than others.
Yeah, there's a real difference. All right. Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for the feedback. Any other feedback from anyone else?
So I'm having a similar experience to Jim's. I'm not feeling, wasn't feeling a lot of energy before and then felt a lot this time, but it just kind of flattened in terms of I asked for bliss and I really didn't feel much bliss.
Hmm. Okay.
So anyway.
Oh, thanks. Honest feedback is really important right now. So thanks for sharing exactly what happened. I super appreciate it, Carmen.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And Joanne, how about you?
Three is a charm. All three were great. My hands are still energetic. The last one, third one, was another couple of sentences that would be intense in invocation. And it was intense. And my arms and my hands are just, you know, really energetic, like firecrackers on my hands right now. It's still processing.
Okay. All right, cool.
I have had zero problems that I can see. It's working for me. It's continuing to work. So
yeah, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's just simple. And it's just simple what I'm asking. The invocation is just simple and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like rocket science or anything, you know?
Right.
So that's all I can say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Any other feedback before we do one last round and call it good? Okay.
I just wanted to reiterate, this is the most powerful work I've ever done with you.
Whoa. Okay.
And it has, I'm sitting in this incredible field. The last one was, even though the first one was a big surprise, the second one, it's like I'm still in that, I don't know, zone or dimension while I'm here talking to you. It's very beautiful.
Yeah,
and I am so, so grateful for this evening. And I was dressed today in like African Orisha style. And I didn't know why they dressed me like this. It didn't make sense because I wasn't going anywhere special. So they had me all dressed up for this initiation.
Sweet.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. I think we all get a result of how much we can let the magic come in. You know, really believe that always, whenever we ask anything, ask and ye shall receive. And just getting good questions posed in a direction that it can be, and it can fulfill your wish. That's the key. Anyway. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just had to say that because I'm hearing so many mixtures. I wanted you to hear that this really and truly is, and I had so many of them with you sitting in bliss. But this is the topper.
Whoa. Thank you. Okay, thank you, Sandrea.
Yep.
All right, again, a wide diversity of experience. So, I'll take that under advisement, what everyone's experiencing, and see if we ever repeat this. Let's do one more to wrap. And what I'm going to call is for, I'm just going to call for highest good. In fact, that's, you can do what you want if you want to do something different, but when I do my own personal studies, the very last thing I call in after all my work at the Mesa each morning is I just say highest could be done. And that's the chance I give the allies to give me something even better than I could have imagined. So if y'all want to do that, you can just literally say maximum highest good experience that serves highest good, please. If you want to do that one, if you have something else you want to call, you got one more on your list. That's perfectly fine too. That'll be accommodated as well. So. Let's do one more round. So just take a moment, check to see if you're still in embodied awakening. So when after maximum, I'm going to say my version, but feel free to substitute something different if you want to call that in for this last round. So here we go. Maximum. Highest good experience that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, and one last time, just relax and let the energy come in that you called. Just felt a strong energy shift right there. Just go with the flow on that. Keep opening to the energy. It feels like we're settling down. We'll give it just a moment longer. That feels complete. All right. So if anyone has any last questions or comments, let's get them out there. We'd love to hear your experience of that final round, if you're willing to share. Yes, Joanne.
I repeated after you exactly what you said, and I had this rush of energy going down the back of my head, all the way down the back of my head, and then around my left ear. Hmm. And my arms were heavy, and I could feel a ton of energy flowing through my arms, and then, of course, my hands were all throbbing again. So it all four times has been very, very strong energy. Wow. Positive. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the feedback, Joanne.
You're welcome.
Anybody else want to share? Renate said the last one was powerful, just a shot. I'm not sure what just a shot means, but I get that it was powerful. Brian, hi.
Hi, Benjamin. I would like to give you my feedback as well.
Sure.
The field felt very potent, except for the second round. It was just very subtle to me. But the one takeaway that I would say from this is that I felt a much more vast altered state of consciousness than I've ever felt before.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, my crown chakra, a lot of activity pretty much in every round except the second round.
Mm-hmm.
And my crown chakra is just really like on fire right now.
Whoa. Okay.
But that's my key takeaway from this, and I thank you for facilitating.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for participating.
Thank you all.
And Renate corrected herself. She said the last one was powerful and just too short. Okay, that makes more sense. Deanna, hi.
I agree with Renate. Whoa. The lead ball was starting to move, and I felt ice going through my arms.
Hmm.
It was cold, like just ice pokers going through my arms. And I thought, okay, this is a different sensation of energy.
Hmm.
And it was flowing. I could feel it, the energy clearing, dissipating. And then you said something to the effect of, remain open to the energy. And so I reminded myself, stay open. And my body contorted. I'm sitting on a recliner, so I have my feet up and I'm reclined back. My body contorted. And I felt every muscle spasm that occasionally at night I'll feel a random Charlie horse inside my body.
Mm-hmm.
I felt every one of them. And then they all relaxed.
Wow.
And it made me wonder if some of this, and I kept getting ancestor, this is ancestor healing. So I wonder if some of this lead balloon, this stuff that I've been carrying, just released.
Whoa, I hope so.
And I'm almost exhausted right now.
Huh.
Just from, I don't know how many minutes that was, but just a few minutes. That was quite an experience. And thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else care to share their experience? Pancha?
Hey. Yes, sir.
Can
Hello. You hear me better? Can you hear me better?
It's audible. It's not great, but I can understand you. Go ahead.
Okay. So round four of the last round. So I saw myself like I did what you did. I could outcome, and then all of a sudden I saw myself confessing to the group that I hope you guys accept me because I'm really a unicorn, and I hope you don't. Like holding against me, so I guess I'm coming out to the world as a unicorn, and that was whatever Benjamin, I'm like in another galaxy. So I'm just like got reminded that I need to play with my stuffed toy unicorn and wear my unicorn horns and just be my authentic sweet self. So mine was just. No words.
Wow.
I hope you guys accept me because I'm a unicorn. I hope that's okay.
Oh, of course. Nothing wrong with being a unicorn. Thank you for sharing that wonderful experience.
Thank you. Love you guys.
We love you too. Yeah, for those of you who couldn't hear him super clear, he had an experience where he became a unicorn and had a lovely experience like that. Thank you. Anyone else care to share a feedback? We have our phone caller. Who's this?
Hi, Benjamin. This is Dari.
Hi, Dari.
Hi. Similar to what Brian mentioned about his crown chakra being on fire, I felt the same way with my heart chakra. It was on fire and radiating throughout my entire body. So it was really intense, and that experience lasted through all four invocations.
Wow.
But what was interesting for me in particular was the first invocation. It activated my crown chakra, which I've not had that experience for a while. So that was really interesting for me.
Wow, nice. So it sounds like a positive experience.
It was. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you for the feedback. Okay, any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
Yeah. I do have an additional comment.
Okay.
Where that lead balloon was sitting, I guess that would be solar plexus.
Okay.
Is really hot
right
now. There's incredible heat coming off of that one area of my body.
Yeah, I'm getting a sense of holy fire burning out what doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, good. Excellent. We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, it looks like we started a little rocky and it appeared to have gotten better as we went. So maybe we're learning as we go. And rather than me just making a personality call, soon I'll be putting, we're overdue for a member survey anyway, and I'll put a survey out. And one of the things will be I'll list all the events and have you rate each one 1 to 5 in terms of its desirability for you. And that will, of course, color the scheduling as we go forward. So maybe I'll have time to do that next month. This book coming out is really dominating my energy and time, but certainly no later than October, we'll have that survey out and give you all a chance to get some feedback on what you'd like to see more of in the membership. Okay, that was very interesting, and so glad that some people had some very powerful and positive experiences. I apologize to those of you who had more challenging experiences. That's, you know, this was an event unlike any we've done. We've never really done an event where everyone was doing something different. So an interesting experiment at the very least. So thank you all for trying this out with me. And we'll go ahead and wrap up. and call it a event. So let's close the container.
Pachamama Mamakia Wirakota Inti Kuichi.
That's sweet. Thank you, allies, for your beautiful support as always. If you're still working with anyone on this call who's been on it, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves our highest good. As always, please stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? I'm pausing because the energy got super sweet. So we're getting a last little blessing here. So I'll just let the blessing work. And then when it's done, I'll do the clap. But let's give it a moment. They're saying for those who didn't have an optimal experience, they're trying to make up for it right now by giving you a little bonus here at the end. So just relax and receive whatever's coming through for you. As always, each person is getting exactly what serves their highest good. They're still sending it. Just relax and give them a little time to bless you a little bit more. All right. Thank you, allies. All right. That's a wrap. And again, it's August 31, 2022, and no later than Friday, you'll get an email from me saying, would you like to be on my launch team for the book? And all the details will be in there. So super excited to be on the verge of getting that out. And thanks again, everyone, for your being willing to try this interesting event. And I'm so grateful to each and every one of you for bringing your beautiful energy and your beautiful consciousness to our work and making it better for everyone. All right. Many blessings to you all, and goodbye for now.